Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. Resource Manager Countdown, August 1982. The Resource Manager was one of the cornerstones of the Macintosh toolbox, providing a way to manage chunks of data so they could be easily accessed by applications and yet be stored and edited independently. This made tasks like localization very easy, since strings of text could be stored as resources and translated to different languages without changing the code and rebuilding the entire application. Resources were conceived and implemented by Bruce Horn. They arrived a little late in the design cycle, leading us to rewrite other parts of the toolbox in order to take advantage of them. We were initially very unclear on the use of resources, and in the summer of 1982, they were definitely one of the riskier parts of the system software design. Our new software manager, Bob Belleville, assessed the situation and decided that the resource manager was too big a risk and tried to convince us to drop it from the design. Bruce went apoplectic, and Bob eventually compromised by giving Bruce 30 days to implement his ideas. Bruce agreed that if the resource manager wasn't ready within 30 days, it would be dropped from the project. The next day, Bruce came to work with a few pads of yellow sticky notes. He tore off one note at a time, wrote a number on each of them, and stuck them to the wall of the double-sized cubicle that I shared with him. Soon, the cubicle was encircled with little yellow notes, each with a number from 1 to 30. "This shows me how many days that I have left," Bruce explained. "I'll tear one of them down each day to remind me of how much time is remaining." For the next month, the first thing that Bruce did every morning was dramatically tear off the note with the lowest remaining number. As the days passed, he was making good progress, but it wasn't at all clear that he was going to make it. When there were only 3 notes left, I began to wonder what was going to happen if Bruce missed the deadline. The resource manager was mostly working now, but he didn't seem to be on a path to closure, continuing to refine the design. Finally, there was only one note left on the wall. But when Bruce came in that morning, he had a new pad of yellow notes, and instead of taking the last one down, he wrote another 10 numbers and posted them up before taking down the previously final note. I started to laugh. "It's overtime," he explained. "I swear I'll really be done in 10 more days." I was waiting for Bob Belleville to confront him and tell him that he missed the deadline, but Bob wisely saw that the resource manager was far enough along that it could stay. And Bruce really did finish in the next 10 days. Kind of.